In the Asaras Hadibros, in Luchos Rishonos, in Parshas Yiso, it says Zocha. And in Parshas Ve'eschanon, it says Shoma. The Ramban on the Torah says that in both Luchos, it was Zocha. That was what was written on the Luchos. And the Ramban says, but Moshe peevishly saw Kishoma Nema Imo. So what was written in the Luchos was Zocha. Shoma is how Moshe explained the Luchos. And the Hamikdava of the Netziv also says that the Shoma was given by Mesorah by Moshe. But what was actually written in the Luchos was Zocha. If you look in Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's wonderful Sefer on Chumash, Emes LeYaakov, he suggests that that there were many things that were like a ksiv and a kri, and therefore he says what was actually written in the Luchos was Shoma, not like the Ramban, but the kri was Zocha, and he brings the proof to this from what we say in the davening in Shachris. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko, and so on. Kevin Nemekvaslo, u'shtei luchos avonim horid b'yado, v'chosav b'hem shmirah Shabbos. So what was chosav in the luchos, what was written in the luchos, was actually shmirah Shabbos, namely Shoma. The Ramban in Parshas Yisro quotes a shita from the Gaon, and while he disagrees with it, he quotes that in the luchos rishonos was Zocha, as it appears in the Torah, and Luchos Shnius was written Shoma. Just in terms of interpreting this, the Ramban says the difference between Zocha and Shoma, he says. The Ramban says that Zocha is the Midas, which is a Mitzvah Saseh, and Shoma is a Mitzvah Lo Saseh, because Zocha, the Ramban says, for who hayotzim in midas ha'ava, for who lemidas harachmim, ki ha'osa mitzvah adonov ohav lo v'adonov merachim olav, u'midas shomer b'mitzvahs lo sase, for who lemidas adin v'yotzim in midas ha'yira, ki ha'nishmim yasos dover havo b'enei adonov yira oso, v'lachein mitzvahs ase gedolah m'mitzvahs lo sase. Kemosha Ava Gedola Mihayira, Ki Mekaim Vaosa Bagufo Bumono Vatsunadov Hu Godl Mihanishma Miyaso Sava, Ulakach Amu, the Osi Ase Vidochalosase. So the Ramban says that the greater Mida is the Asay, because what the source of the Asay is from Avas Hashem. The Losase is from Yiras Hashem, to be on guard, not to violate the halacha. And the aseh is greater than the los aseh. And if you look in the pasuk, v'osa chesed la'alafin la'ohavai l'shomrei mitzvosai, so the Ramban says, la'ohavav heim ha'moshim nafshim olav, ki hi ha'ava shenis chayavnu bo, b'nafshosenu, k'moshinem v'yahavta shemukecha, so Ava is the greater Midah. And Zocha, Mitzvah Asei, represents Ava, while Shoma is generated, is based on Yiras. And Ava is greater than Yira, and that's why an Asei is Docha Los Asei. And that may be why that in Luchos Rishonos it says Zocha, it suggests, and Luchos Shnios is written Shoma, because Luchos Rishonos were before the Chet HaEgel. So at that point, that represented the elevated stature of the Jewish people, those who said Nasu and Nishna, and they were motivated by Ava, even to be Moser Nefesh. But after the Chet HaEgel, with Luchos Shnius, So Shoma was emphasized, even if it was Moshe emphasized, it could be, even though it was written Zohar. After they, Klai Yisrael sinned with such a grievous sin of Avodah Zorah, with the Chet HaEgel, so what they needed was Shmir Yaseva, extra guarding. And therefore the need was to emphasize the element of Yira and Shmira, so they shouldn't come to Mechalel the Shabbos. And therefore that's what's written in Luchas Shniyos, Shamah.